Oh my God. I was sculptress, standing wave, Omni Wave on the Redshift music label. Thank you to Emily from Muzak for The Observant. You're now listening to Cue It Up on CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. We are located specifically within the atrium of the AMS Nest, inside the Nest Within a Nest, the CITR station, inside the studio. It's very warm. I'd like a glass of water. There's a sugar crisp bear outside handing out cereal treasures. It is Storm the Wall currently. Storm the Wall, for those who don't know, is an annual athletics event at UBC. People rally for a marathon, which culminates in clambering over a mighty wall. Well, everyone is out here. People are imploring you to vote in the upcoming election. People with Red Bull canisters, sugar crisp bears, electronics bear, I'm sure. Alongside me, just down the way by the campus pub and burger eatery. It's hot. I need a glass of water. This is a message for you.
Textbooks and get your summer shades out because the Sociology Students Association is having their annual year-end barbecue. On Thursday, April 6th at 1 p.m., join us in the Anzo Building Courtyard for food and fun times. Come relax and flip some burgers with us as we celebrate the end of classes with friends and faculty alike. All are welcome to attend.
Are welcome to attend CITR and Sociology together at last, inseparable duo, like peanut butter, jelly, milk, and spaghetti. Music, the radio. Here's Walk Walk Kingdom. Get into some exposure after this discussion, chat about what it entails, from where it comes, the sociological, geographical, and political details which fill in the work. Here we go.
We'll be right back. You are.
just listening to Above Top Secret. Before that, we heard Walk Walk Kingdom. Is Holst kaput? I received a call in the studio, and they were telling me to turn it up, embrace the excitement, charge up, power up, ignition on, keys in, and just in all senses, elevate the project. But we are going to do something truly revolutionary and instead keep it steady and just kind of like feel that, you know, down here. This track is called No Life is New Life from local noise artist Holskop. And I like it. And I like you too. So we're gonna listen to this together. I'm calling back, letting them know that I'm not gonna turn it up. Gonna keep on going. As a matter of fact, jeez, oh my god. Okay. As I was saying, we're not gonna turn up. Gonna keep on going, the same pace, relaxation. And resolution are the words of the day. We heard a track from Walk Walk Kingdom. That was the first track we opened on, actually. That kind of really lovely bit of ethereal, vivacious new dub music featuring Kiki Hitomi of King Midas Sound. She's been around for a while, UK project King Midas Sound, along with DJ Scotch Egg and Andrea Belfi who I think is best known as a Niels Fromm collaborator, minimalist composer Niels Fromm. So check that out. Walk Walk Kingdom just released a new album. Very, very cool. The song was Oh, It's Good. And it is good. After that, we heard a track from Toronto three-piece, dub hip-hop three-piece Above Top Secret, one of the headliners at this year's Pretty Good Not Bad Festival in Victoria. So that is exciting as well. All of these currents coming to a head. Not fast-running currents. Gentle currents of ease. The one that took Noah down the river. It was a Moses. Oh, well. We all have our own waterways to ride. I think that's the real message here. And after that, again, we just heard Hope Cause of Hope. Hulk. Cop. With the track No Life Is New Life. And now here's my favorite track of the day. Good old PSA. Yeah, that was a clever joke, right? Didn't expect that. Well, we're going to keep them coming on 101.9 FM.
Empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
Apply, submit emails, volunteer and donate your time. So the ways in which we measure out our days, limited in scope, but infinite in texture and resonance and feeling, and embracing the other through volunteer opportunity and efforts that allow you to feel as if you are more than just yourself, and something greater, a community, which transcend the physical shape and limitations. You're listening to Location Services, Subversive Drone. Oh, I'm still here, by the way. I didn't turn my microphone off. How was your day? Not bad. It's pretty good. I had a pretty slow day myself. Going back to work after this. Pretty tired. S-Town. Anyone else been listening to S-Town? It's really good. I think it's quite better than Serial, actually. For a variety of reasons. I think the procedural elements of Serial are actually quite weak. And that it would have been better as a more concise philosophical effort. Anyhow, I'm going to turn my microphone off now.
When it's good. Down to Texas. That means I'll be seeing San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. Yeehaw!
This is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just heard Sun RR's The Saddle. Actually, that's incorrect. No! What we actually heard was 40 Hoofs, which is the opening track off of The Saddle of the Increate. Sun RR, procedural, kraut rocky avant-garde musician based out of Long Beach, California. Yes, Long Beach, California. And this is his new album. Thank you. Thank you, Sun RR. Thank you for helping us keep it steady on today's episode of Cue It Up, where resolution and repetition and relaxation are the ways of being. I'm just going to move my microphone real quick. Yeehaw. There we go. Ooh, doggy. The Saddle of the Increate, according to the documents that come with the album, it's a romantic comedy of self about the roping and directing of cattle, sung and spoken by many of the characters involved in the roping and directing of some specific cattle. 40 Hooves is the first release track. More about the unexpected pleasures found in the difficulties of the directing part, after the roping part. Right before this part was the roping part, where a character called Blue Jean says this about the herd. Ain't that a sight. Parabolas of leather and lace. Each red cow has amplitude and describes a certain spiral. Its complement, its partner. Well, heaven is a saddle with a view of the sea. When we apply these grand equations, right out of the book of algorithms and numbers and documents which explain away our meager tasks, are we not also grasping something beyond, greater than? Is this something that exists out in nature, or is this something that we can only possess with the joining of our imaginative strength and powers, a thinking into being?
And in April, I'll be heading down to Texas. That means I'll be seeing San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. Yeehaw!
That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at CITR.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre, infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
as the penultimate excerpt from the PSA library today for This Hour Explained. We have just completed Fun Drive 2017. Thank you to everyone who donated to my show. Still receiving all your names. Morgan, thank you. Alex, thank you. Peter, thank you. Kaylin, thank you. Many others. Again, there is still time to donate. Some people I know are still sending their money through. If you're a regular listener of CITR, you're probably tired of hearing it at this point, but just as a brief summary for people who may not be familiar, Fund Drive is CITR's annual fundraiser. This year, our goal was to raise $40,000 towards supporting new training and the replenishment of necessary items at our station, including things like upkeep, replacing equipment, etc. All of this goes towards supporting one of the most accessible media platforms in the Lower Mainland, an incredible training institution based around getting media skills to the people of the Lower Mainland with as little institutional barrier as possible, and also creating content that is uniquely of this place and speaks to the concerns that you will not hear spoken to in the mainstream media. So thank you, because it really is important. As silly as this hour of programming has gotten, so much good work is done on CITR. Every year we do incredible documentaries, we do incredible news reporting, panels, talks, lectures, interviews, things you won't hear anything else. We've got incredible collectives which you can join and contribute to, and which are already making waves in their respective communities. So thank you, because it means a lot. And you can still donate, if you care to, at citr.ca/fundrive. All right, we're winding this old doggy down, so even though the goal of today has been relaxation, we're going to tune it down even further. Get back, get real close to the ground. This is Ein Sof from the track Meadow Thrum. Sorry, no, that's a lie. It's actually the track Lunar Ship from the album Meadow Thrum. And this is on the Arachnidiscs label out of Toronto. Perennial favorite at the station. Please enjoy. Thank you. Thank you, Arachnidusks. Thank you, Ein Sof. And the song Lunar Ship. Back onto another perennial favorite now, Sarah DeVachi. Track Four Voice. The new album, All My Circles Run. Recent release, just did a release party, I think, with Ian William Craig at the Remington. Not get to make it out to that, but heard great things. Or I heard good things. Again, this is a laid-back show. I refrain from feeling anything in too great of a degree. Although that sometimes requires focus and a powerful, deliberate sense of resignation. So here I am going to focus, turning the microphone off. Sarah DeVachi. hope today's episode has filled you with a greater sense of relaxation, repetition, and resolution. That was Objet A by Old Girl. Rather, that was the album Objet A. The song Tired Ariadne. Victorian artist Old Girl, who will also be performing at this year's Pretty Good, Not Bad, the second one, the sophomore edition of Pretty Good, Not Bad in Victoria, British Columbia. It's so nice outside. I think I'll go get a scone, maybe a bit of coffee. The sun's come over the horizon, but not in an excited way. Not so as to increase my heartbeat, risk palpitation, my shirt sticks to my back, my hands, and a clammy tingle. Nope. It'll be completely on the level. I will not unbutton my top collar. And we'll be back next week with more music. Probably. Hey, it was John. Listen to Cue It Up. CITR 101.9 FM Arts on Air. Coming up next, stay tuned. We are broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here in the CITR student building, AMS student nest building, CITR studio. Woo!
This is UBC Arts on Air on CITR in Vancouver. I'm Brittany Dugan.
And I'm Rachel Sanders. Every other week, we feature the ideas and stories of students, faculty, and staff within the Faculty of Arts at the University of British Columbia. In this episode of Arts on Air, we catch up with our university president, Professor Santa Ono.
Catch is the right word. We actually interviewed him while we were walking him to his car.
Brittany and I are students at UBC's School of Journalism, and our faculty supervisor, Catherine Gretzinger, has been working since September to try and line up an interview for us with Professor Ono. But if you follow him on Twitter, you will know that he is an extremely busy man.
He's very active on social media. But earlier this month, Professor Ono found the time to drop by the School of Journalism for an hour to talk with students.
There's a number of ways you can do this. I can talk to you for some period of time.
Journalism students asked him about everything from housing to university sexual assault and the recent increase in international tuition.
And after he'd finished, we walked with him down Main Mall as he headed off to his next appointment and had a chance to ask a few questions of our own.
How are you?
We'll walk with you outside.
No problem.
Exciting. Rachel.
Wondering whether or not you can just tell us. You come from a science background.
I do.
Yeah.
But I got a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Chicago. And I got that degree because I wanted to have a Bachelor of Arts. And if you know, the University of Chicago is known as the Great Books Program, where every student, regardless of their major, has to have a broad range core curriculum. And so I'd say about a third of my courses were not in the sciences. They're in the humanities and social sciences. Some of my favorite courses were in art and design, classics. I loved my psychology course, and so that's why I don't have a Bachelor of Science. I actually have a Bachelor of Arts degree.
That was going to be my question. What's your relationship to the arts?
As you know, I'm a musician. I play the cello, and I spend time. Sometimes I'll play with the students here. I've played on the Chan Center stage, and so part of the attraction of UBC was the fact that it's a world-class arts faculty.
And so, what do you, in your view, what's the value of an arts degree in today's society?
Arts is incredibly important. You know, a lot of people talk about the STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, and math. I am a huge advocate of the STEAM effort, where A stands for arts. The arts really feed the soul of all intellectuals and also all citizens in general. And so, I think that if you look at STEM graduates, those that have breadth of knowledge courses in the arts, humanities, and social sciences are better engineers. They graduate at a higher rate, and if you talk to them once they go out into the working world, whether they're a scientist, a doctor, or an engineer, that most of them say that they're glad that they took arts courses because it really helps them make decisions which are humane. And that's what is really the key benefit of having an education in the arts, no matter what your major is.
The arts faculty is the largest faculty on campus. What role does it play at UBC?
Oh, it plays exactly that. I can't imagine a university without an arts faculty. I think that the arts faculty, what their scholarship is really a huge, broad range of activities that ranges from film studies to LGBTQ studies to First Nations studies. All those things are very relevant to current conversations about our society. And if we don't have those sorts of conversations on this campus, where will they take place? So I think it plays an important role not only for UBC, but also for British Columbia, Canada, and the world.
How do you balance the needs of the small departments within the Faculty of Arts with the huge ones? What are the challenges there?
Well, you know, to some extent, that's really something that has to be managed by the dean of the faculty. Right now, there's an interim dean of the faculty, and it's a tough job to be in sort of that interim role, because some interim deans feel that they don't have the authority to shape the priorities of the faculty. I think the interim dean has done a good job, and I think after that, I think it is important for the provost and the president of the university to be directly involved in thinking about those priorities and thinking about listening to sometimes the quieter voices from the smaller departments. I think that that's one of the roles of an executive and of the president and the provost, because it's not uncommon for the smaller groups and the departments to have less advocacy. And it doesn't mean that their field or their role is less important. It just means that they don't have as loud a voice. And so that's really the role of central administration, is to be accessible and to hear of those broad needs.
We're way out here at UBC in our own point, away from the downtown core. What role does UBC play within the wider community in Vancouver?
I would like UBC to have a much greater role. I mean, one of the things I've noticed traveling around downtown and also around the province, around Canada, is that people don't recognize the number of different activities that UBC is involved in intimately in trying to make this a better place to live. Whether you look at what's happening with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, if you look at what's happening in terms of arts education in our schools, if you look at the learning exchange downtown, where our faculty and students are actually working with students in East End Vancouver and adults in East End Vancouver, help individuals learn English, to be creative, to be involved in fashion design. It's pretty stunning, but nobody knows about it. And so I think it's important for us to continue to do that and to expand that, to have a positive influence on our community, and also to tell that story better.
Do you think UBC could integrate with the community even more?
Absolutely, and I hope that that's what happens out of this strategic planning process. And the more that we do that, I think the stronger support we'll have from the community for AUBC, and also I believe it's a core responsibility as an institution that's supported by the province of British Columbia.
Thank you so much for this walk and talk, Professor Ono.
Thank you
my
so
pleasure.
Much.
It's my pleasure.
That was UBC President Professor Santa Ono. I think that might have been the first time I've done an interview while walking quite so rapidly down the street.
Yeah, and he's a pretty recognizable guy with his bow tie, so we got a few looks. If you missed any of that interview, you can visit our website at artsonair.com, where we'll be posting the podcast tomorrow.
So we've heard what Professor Ono thinks about the value of an arts degree, but we wanted to know what do students think, especially right now in 2017.
Yeah, why are people studying in the Faculty of Arts these days, and how is it changing their lives?
So we headed out again onto campus to find out. Yeah, so this is the Lacerre Building, Architecture, Community, and Regional Planning, Fine Arts. Do you want to talk to these two? Yeah. Can you just tell me your name?
Yeah, my name's Dominique.
What do you study?
Philosophy.
What's the best class you've taken this year?
This year has to be my philosophy of 314 class, which is philosophy of the 17th century. Kind of just because my prof did a really good job giving a lot of context and helping us understand why, like, understand the arguments each philosopher had and also why they had these arguments, so that we're not kind of just swimming in blindly. We understand what their reasoning was and what even what the political situations were to have them argue certain things.
So it was a good prof. What was the most surprising thing, would you say, that you learned from that class?
I don't know. I think it was like learning that at one point there was like an underground kind of like publishing like society going on that was like doing an avid job of like getting these really controversial views at the time, like all around Europe. And then it kind of created like my prof called it like the fall of Christianity, and it was like, whoa, like there was they dug up little caverns to make these books and distribute them. So it's like you never learn this kind of thing. You kind of just assume that things just kind of pop up. So to hear that they actually made an effort to spread this word around is just really cool.
How do you relate that to Sonnet, kind of like, this is old stuff? How do you relate it to modern society? What's going on today?
I mean, like, for me personally, I think that even though it's old stuff, it's more along the lines of seeing the fact that there are so many views that a lot of these people were super intelligent. Like, so to see that there are these really contrasting views argued by really intelligent people with a lot of, like, experience and a lot of evidence to kind of back it up and a lot of logic around it, it kind of relates to real life because it shows that we can each kind of argue different perspectives and we can each argue them intelligently, and from that we can set up like a lot of views and maybe even like change people's opinions, but in the right ways rather than kind of just shoving it down their throats or something like that.
That's really important today, hey, when we're so like divided in society.
Yeah, I think it's really important, especially because, like, you know, with social media and everything, like, people are like, well, is this true? Is that true? Like, I don't know what else, what anything is anymore. So to, like, see that there is a way to intelligently and thoroughly argue your opinions is, I think, really important. And that's why, also, I really like philosophy.
My name's Olivia Chan.
What do you study?
I'm a double major in psychology and visual arts. Yeah.
What's your favorite course you've taken this year?
Definitely Drawing 321 with Professor Gu. It's just about, we just draw, but he introduces a lot of interesting concepts for each project and like involving the social issues into my work where I don't usually do that. It's really opened me up to different views and stuff. Well, for like my works, I've focused on my cultural problems, I guess, like being a first generation Canadian in Canada. And in my class, I have classmates with the same kind of issues. Mm-hmm. So we talk a lot about culture or, you know, like social issues, like with the government in America and in Canada. And just seeing artwork about that in class is cool.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. Cool. What do you think, like, how is your arts degree changing you as a person, do you think?
Oh, I think it's definitely making me more open-minded, and I feel like I'm able to slow down and process things a little bit more differently. Yeah.
Interesting. And what do you think you're going to do next? How is it preparing you for where you're going to go next?
Well, I plan to ultimately go into art therapy, so I think like it does help me because getting to slow down and really see different perspectives will help me relate to other people better.
Can you tell me what your name is?
Nina Abramishvili.
And what do you study?
I'm a visual arts major.
Wow, cool.
So what's your favorite course you've taken this year?
It's actually not relatable to visual arts. It was a philosophy on literature, which was, I found, very interesting to view literature in the way that that course did.
What books? Can you think of, like, what books jumped out from that course that you read?
Well, we read only one book, Mr. Pip. It was a pretty contemporary novel and like a very interesting read, but just the way that we looked at like the metaphors and why they use metaphors and just cultural differences and stuff like that. But
what do you think? I mean, there's a lot of kind of like trash talk about arts degrees these days. What do you think the value of an arts degree is?
it makes you less ignorant to the world and just like aware of what's going on. And like for me, I've never been a science student. I can't think logically at all. So it really fits with my ways of learning and just being, yeah, open-minded, as Olivia said. And
what do you hope to do with your degree?
Heading towards the education field, kind of like because art was always there for me as a student when I couldn't do anything else in school. And just kind of like, I feel like sometimes that it's kind of losing its value in the world with sciences and technology, and just trying to keep it there and inspire those like couple students that just don't really fit in anywhere else. But.
Wonderful talking.
Yeah.
That's great. Can you tell me your name?
Setenay.
And where are you from?
Turkey. I'm from Turkey.
How long have you been in Vancouver?
I came 3 months ago, and I'm going to stay at the end of August. I'm visiting student for 2 terms in here, so I'm just taking 5 classes this term.
What are you studying? What's your area?
Architecture. Yes.
Wow. Okay. What made you want to come to UBC?
You know, it's a worldwide known university, and their architecture faculty is really good.
Well, how do you hope that your degree will help you to have a impact on the world?
I'm not sure about the world, but in my country, you know, being in here and learning architecture in Turkey, we have lots of construction in there, but it's not as good as old times, or, you know, we just construct, we just build in Turkey. I want to make a difference in my country, to change the building type, or how can I say, we should build for people, not just for economies or just for governments. I would like to change and contribute that idea, you know. I just want to build for my people, the people who lives in Turkey, who lives in different conditions.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you both of you. Really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay.
My name's Sam Tudor. I'm a BFA in film production and BA in English literature.
Interesting. And what year are you in?
This is my 5th year, so I'm graduating at the end of this semester.
Congratulations. What was the most interesting course you took this year?
This year, I'm taking a course right now called, it's a British literature course, and it's called From Thatcherism to Brexit, and it's charting the course of British literature and sort of drawing parallels between the way, what led to the Thatcherism and what is leading to Brexit, and a huge portion of my family's British, so I find it pretty interesting, and I'm going on a trip to the UK soon, so all the things I'm learning about feel relevant.
What do you think the value is of an arts degree?
Well, one of the biggest things for me is that I've learned to critically analyze everything, which is, you know, can definitely be maybe a problem and can slow you down in some ways, but I think my biggest thing is like recognizing that everything has a sort of like ideological basis, and